This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Thursday, November 9th, 2017. I'm Simeri Ainsborough. The quality and number of jobs we will have in the future is the focus of a major initiative by the UN's International Labour Organization, the ILO. Representing workers in the discussion is the International Trade Union Confederation. The ITUC represents national labor centers such as the AFL-CIO in the United States and the Ghana Trades Union Congress. Sharon Burrow is the ITUC's General Secretary. In a recent interview, Ms. Burrow called on the social partners, governments, employers, and unions to come together to form solutions to the challenges ahead.
The world of work is facing major disruptions, a convergence of technological change, digitalization, technology that's changing production. Those issues, though, are also aligned with climate change, again, some technology changes, demographic shifts, displacement of people greater than the world's ever seen, and of course, a context where the economic model has failed working people. Low wages, insecure work, increasing informal work, and indeed increasing modern slavery. You put all that together and you have to say the world of work has to refocus on the fundamentals. Work is work, freedom of association, social protection, universal social protection, a minimum wage on which you can live with dignity, collective bargaining rights. These are as relevant for tomorrow as they are today. We must repair the foundations, and the social partners have to sit down and say what will work for business and for people. What works for small business? How do they avoid the preying behaviour of the large corporations, just as our workers avoid the predatory behaviour of a corporate model that's actually destroying the social fabric? Social partners, we can reshape the world of the economy, and with civil society, the world of the future for our children and grandchildren. We must act.
Guy Ryder is the Director General of the ILO. He's the first unionist to lead the organization. He warns against too much emphasis on technology.
The future is not made for us. The future is what we, in the largest sense, will make of it. The point of this is that it is trade union activism, policy choices, societal action that will determine the future. And this is why I worry a lot, and I've heard it again today, I worry a lot that technology dominates our discussion on the future of work more than it deserves. I see, you've no idea how many documents, reports, research reports come over my desk predicting how many jobs will be created, how many jobs will be destroyed by technology in the next 10 years. I heard these reports described by an academic recently as stupid, and they're stupid. Because there are so many other variables out there, including your action, societal action, that will change the numbers. There is a real danger of falling into a trap of technological determinism when we look at the future of work. That does not mean we shouldn't talk about technology. And of course, I think the big question about technology in the future of work are not the numbers, not how many jobs will be created, not how many jobs will be destroyed. It's about how the new wave of technology, call it the fourth industrial revolution if you like, but actually transform the manner in which work is undertaken. Now, there are those who believe that this fourth industrial revolution is fundamentally different from the ones that preceded it, which looked at through the rearview mirror of history, actually ended up creating more jobs, actually ended up creating greater prosperity. There's a fundamental debate about whether it is different this time. But from my point of view, I think it's a fair assumption to say that in the next 10 years, technology will not destroy as many jobs as Lehman Brothers destroyed in the last 10 years. So let's keep our focus on where it should be.
Recommendations about how to handle the challenges facing the workers in the new world of work will be presented to the ILO's World Congress in June 2018. I'm Simeri Ainsborough. Thank you for listening.